The content in this magazine could contain references of topics and difficult subject matter that may be triggering. Please honour yourself, inner knowing, and proceed with whatever help or guidance you feel is intuitively aligned.
Welcome to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I'm the founder of Sovereign, Nicole George, and I'm so happy you are here. Sovereign Magazine guides women to tune into and embody their highest selves. And in this podcast, you'll hear from women walking the path to self-discovery and empowerment, and who want to share their stories with you. Through heart-led conversations with our inspiring contributors, you'll hear the voices behind the articles written for our monthly digital online magazine. This is your chance to hear from women from all around the globe who are creating a movement based on the energy of the moon. Here's your host, Sovereign's in-house moon mentor, Miranda Murphy-Gall.
Hey there. Welcome to Sovereign's first ever podcast episode. I know you've been loving the audio magazine, but starting this April, we're shaking things up and giving this platform a fresh new vibe. So this episode is an opportunity for you to get to know us, the team behind Sovereign Magazine, ahead of our new podcast release. I recently caught up with Sovereign's founder, Nicole George, to chat about what inspired her to kickstart this global women's magazine and the journey she's been on to make it happen. Nicole and I also discussed the changes coming up on this podcast feed, so listen out for that. In our conversation, we reflected back on the article that Nicole wrote for our February edition, where we tackled the theme of rebellion and impulsivity. And so I start off by asking Nicole what those words mean to her.
I think if I had answered this question a few years ago, my answer would be different. But today, I believe that rebellion and impulsivity is actually not really that rebellious, because if you stand in the sovereignty of your soul's purpose, right, that is in alignment, it is in flow, you are co-creating with the universe, and that is not rebellious, right? It is really empowering. But in society's eyes, in most people's constructed world, that would be considered rebellious, right? Going against the norm, following in your own desires and footsteps of what you feel is the most intuitive way to go is seen as rebellious. And oftentimes we can be pegged, especially as women, as either edgy or wild. And I often say, why not? Why not stand in those powers? And if that's rebellious and impulsive, go for it. So I wouldn't say that it is rebellious for me anymore, but my 3 year ago self, I would have considered standing in who I am today would be considered rebellious and impulsive. And that's because I really truly lead with spirit and not from ego.
I love that. So just rewind back to 3 years ago. Tell me a little bit about the change that you've experienced, because you just alluded to it. And I think our listeners are going to want to know more about that.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, I was a nurse and nurse manager in a neonatal intensive care unit for over 18 years. And I watched women, mothers, I watched babies, I watched nurses, I watched so many people in the profession ignore their intuition. I often was told by my coworkers that I was strange because I would pick up on the smallest nuances. One of the things that I remember the most was one of the babies that I cared for had a clot in her PICC line that was in her axilla, and the doctor told me it wasn't possible for a baby to have a clot. But he said, I'm just going to pacify you. I'm going to do the ultrasound to see if there's one there. Sure enough, there was, and that baby had to be shipped off to another hospital for some heparin therapy.
But
that is the exact intuition that we are often asked to push down. Mm. And so I got tired of that. I got burned out because I knew within myself there was something more that I had to give to this world. And so I birthed Sovereign with the goal and intention to give women a global platform to share their story and purpose with the world, to share these intuitive nudges, to share whatever has come through for them, and to feel so empowered by it. And so that's the journey that I've been on for the last 3 years, is just really tapping into the collective, into the collective energy of intuition for women.
Wow, what an incredible story. And I mean, in a way, it's shocking to hear that, especially in a hospital or a medical environment, that intuition is so disregarded, because it seems like that could be actually really helpful and was helpful in that case with that baby. So what a gift you gave that baby and their family. That's really, I mean, I have chills listening to that story. So tell me exactly, how do you feel if you 3 years ago were not living in your sovereignty? How do you feel you're living in your sovereignty now? And what does that mean to you?
Let me just give you a picture of myself 3 years ago. Okay. Nurse manager, making a very large six-figure salary with a pension, working, technically working Monday through Friday, but I was on call all the time. So often called in the middle of the night, midnight, if there were staffing issues, it didn't really matter. Completely sleep deprived. I have a wonderful husband, supportive, wonderful daughter. But what I speak about in my article for the month of February is how I didn't know myself. I only knew scared little Nicole. And what that meant to me was that I only lived out of fear, right? Oh, I can't quit my job. We'll lose our house, or we'll become homeless, or what if we can't buy organic food again, right? All the privileged things in life. And that's how I led my life. Every choice was made out of fear. And once I started to do the inner work, if you will, I started to untangle, well, what really does matter? Like, I have all these things, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy within myself. I'm not happy with myself. I was so overweight. I was so unhealthy, mentally unhealthy as well. So what does all of this mean if I am not living my truest and best and most aligned life? So that's when I started digging and doing the inner work. And let me tell you, it was not pretty. And it still is not pretty, because it never stops. Once you start, it's a constant journey. And so now myself, I would say I am constantly batting away fear, although she creeps in quite often, but I put her back in her box where, you know, I feel that she needs to be. And as I peel away the fear and can actually listen to my intuition, I see the magic that happens constantly, not only in my personal life, but in my professional life. And when you are able to truly listen and see the signs, that just magic starts to happen. So I would say myself now is just completely in tuned with the moon, as the magazine is released on every new moon. And we have a giveaway on every full moon. And Miranda is the wonderful narrator for our Moon Mondays. And if you aren't subscribed, please subscribe so you can get those. We are just really connected to a cyclical way of living and working in Sovereign. And it's just so much more rewarding.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you. That's such an incredible story and perspective. And I hope it's really inspiring to people. So, and I think that I'm going to just ask you to share a little bit more about like the birth of Sovereign, because you were just speaking about what you were doing and then the changes that you went through and how you wanted to bring more to the world. So how did you birth Sovereign?
Well, as all businesses, they kind of evolve in many different ways, right? So first I was coaching. I got my intuitive coaching certificate, and I was coaching all these gorgeous women around the world and hearing their stories through that. And it just really kind of hit me one day. I always follow spirit, and I was given the word sovereign, and I was given the intuitive nudge about a magazine. And I just said one day, like, I'm starting a magazine. And so many were really excited about that. And, you know, everything takes different iterations, but here we are a couple years in, and we have our solid team. So for those who don't know, almost all of the team is in the UK. So we have Miranda, our executive director over there. We have Carla Collins, who is also in the UK, and Faith Howley, our audio production specialist, who is in the UK. I forgot to say that Carla Collins is our magazine designer. And then Janine Rivera is here in San Diego with me. She helps Carla with the front cover. So we have this amazing global women team that is here to help everyone really hone in on their story and share it in a way that feels authentic to them.
I really love everything that you shared there. I think it's such an incredible story, and we all have these incredible stories, which is why Sovereign is such a gift to women and global women, because this platform is a really global and international crew. So let's talk a little bit more about the magazine, and maybe you'd like to share what new updates are coming to Sovereign in the near future.
Yes. So obviously we have a podcast coming. We are moving away from the audio magazine, which is where we would just narrate the magazine as is. And we are giving you the opportunity to get to know each of the contributors on a more intimate level. This is your chance to really get to know the women around the globe and for them to share their story through their own voice. So we feel that this was the next level of interaction, connection, and are really excited about it launching in April of 2024 with our front cover, Ebony Allard. So that's going to be amazing.
And then what about any offerings and discounts? Anything in that realm?
So yes, at the end of each contributor's interview, they will be offering you some sort of either discount or enhancement to a program of theirs. So let's say you book a coaching session with Jo Smith, who is our psychic. She does some psychic strategy sessions for businesses, and you book in a session with her. She will either offer you a percentage off because you are one of our listeners with the code SOVEREIGN, or she will give like an added bonus. So that will be announced in each session with the contributors, and obviously will be in the show notes with links and all of that. So look forward to some really fun discounts and bonus enhancements from each contributor around the globe.
Awesome. So let's just close out our session here with a few top tips from Nicole. What would you say your top self-love, self-care ritual at the moment is?
Oh, so I have the same ritual every morning. It just varies in kind of the order it goes in depending on my day. Like this morning, I was up at 3:45 a.m. So things did not go as exactly planned, but I always meditate in some form or fashion. I try not to have as many rules around like exactly how long it has to be. I really feel into my day as to what that feels like, what that looks like in that moment. So I always meditate. And then thanks to my lovely Miranda here, she has helped me build this gorgeous altar where I pull a card for the day. And then Carla also has sent me some beautiful candles from Love Up, It's a beautiful candle shop and affirmation shop. If go have a check. I think the handle is at Love Up Love You. And so there are some affirmations that I say every day, and I burn a candle, and I have my intention bundle that sometimes I open, and I always pull a tarot card on my moon app, and I check to see where the moon is at. And so yeah, I always am doing some sort of check-in, and then I get in some sort of exercise, whether it's yoga or walking or something along those lines. But those are kind of my non-negotiable rituals.
Mm, and I think non-negotiable is the real self-love, self-care word there, isn't it? Yeah. So what's your favorite way to spend your weekend or downtime?
Well, because we are constantly going in this business, oftentimes I'm working, to be honest with you, because during the week, my child takes up a lot of my time. So I tend to do a lot of work when she is not as busy during the week. But it's spent with just my family. I'm really a homebody, and I love to share this part with everyone. So you're not going to see me glammed up like this. I'm almost always in my pajamas all day. I'm really that chillpreneur that Denise Duffield Thomas talks about. I am a complete homebody and love to just chill. I don't like a lot of things on my schedule in the weekend. So it often involves just maybe a walk and a lot of cooking. My daughter and I are celiacs. So cheers to those who are. And yeah, we do a lot of cooking.
Fabulous. And then finally, what is your biggest inspiration?
Oh, gosh. That is a really hard question, because I think it really depends on who I'm chatting with and what the subject is. So if I need to pull on inspiration for, let's say, business, I call on my dad, who has crossed over to the spirit side, because he was an amazing entrepreneur. So if it's related to business, that's who I call upon. If it's emotional, I always call on my besties, Miranda. Mm-hmm. And also my husband is my best friend. So you know, they are my inspirations for holding myself in my energy that I need to be held in that moment. And then myself, really, to be honest with you, I feel like I have been through so much that I have learned to trust myself. And I do feel inspired by myself often. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I've been through quite a bit, and I'm sure more of my story will come out at some point. So I don't look to celebrities or anything like that for inspiration. It really is truly the regular woman in my world. And all of our contributors are very inspiring too.
Mm, yeah, they absolutely are. I think that's, you know, that's really one of the things that readers can get out of the magazine, is really just touching in with all of these incredible women, yourself included. Well, thank you so much for your time and your honesty and all of your deep sharing. I know I've really enjoyed this conversation, so I hope our listeners do too. This is our first podcast. Oh my goodness, it's so cool. Yeah, we will see you on the next episode. The first three episodes of the new Sovereign Magazine podcast with our April contributors will be released the week of the April new moon, starting with Ebony Allard on the 8th of April. See you then.
Thank you for listening to Sovereign Audio Magazine today. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did creating it for you. It would mean the world to us if you would review, like, share, and subscribe, as this builds community, which is one of Sovereign's core values. We are always looking for incredible women to feature in our magazine. Go to www.sovereign-magazine.com to learn more about how you can be featured in our global magazine. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on socials at The Sovereign Magazine. Sending love.